Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, my friend, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to take you into Paul's shortest epistle that survived into the canon of Scripture. I'm sure he must have wrote smaller letters, but the only one that makes it of this length is the book of Philemon. It's not one of the more popular books of the New Testament, although it ought to be. It has an amazing story. Let me tell you about that story for a moment. Paul writes this epistle near the end of his first imprisonment in Rome. He's probably in his early to mid-60s when he writes it to the title character, Philemon. Now, Philemon was according to the text, a fellow laborer for the Lord, and he owned a servant named Onesimus. Onesimus and Philemon have some history. He robs Philemon and then flees to Rome to escape. And while he's in Rome, he meets Paul. And I don't know if he meets him on the street or he meets him in a home or he meets him at an open-air meeting, but he becomes a believer in Christ. So now Onesimus is a new creation, and Paul sends him back to his previous owner, Philemon, carrying the letter of Philemon that Paul's writing. That Paul just written. So he does it so that Philemon will accept Onesimus, and Paul writes this beautiful phrase, not only as a servant, but as a brother beloved, in verse 16. Paul puts Philemon's love for Paul front and center. He asks Philemon to receive Onesimus as if he were receiving Paul himself. And in this letter, Paul is giving us a real practical example of the substitutionary work of Christ. He probably does it no better in any other writing, and this is just a letter. He's not even laying out theology for the church as a whole, but man, is he laying out theology for the church as a whole. First, he lists Onesimus as one time, this is Paul's word, unprofitable, but now profitable to you and to me, verse 11. So think of the theology of that. Without Christ, we're entirely unprofitable to anything or anybody as it regards eternal things. But with Christ, we are profitable to everything and everyone that we encounter. Secondly, he prompts Philemon to receive Onesimus as, verse 12 says, my own bowels. Now the phrase is odd to our ear. It's used often in the word as an analogy of love. The world in that time considered the deepest part of your affection to come from the bowels. 1 John 3:17 talks about your bowels of compassion. By asking Philemon to receive Onesimus by Paul's own bowels, he's asking him to receive him as he would receive Paul's own love. So think about that. Here's the theology of it. God sheds love abroad to us through what Christ does on the cross, according to Romans 5. Everything we receive from God, we receive it because of his compassion. Finally, as if there's more, but I only have so much time. Another theological point Paul makes in this great little letter is that he requests that anything that Onesimus has done to damage Philemon should be placed on Paul's own account. In other words, any financial setbacks may have been caused through theft or whatever. Paul says, I'll pay it in full as soon as I arrive. Now imagine how Philemon feels as he reads this. Because here's a man writing to him from prison, promising to pay him in full for taking this man back into his service. Philemon is not going to be able to help but pay heed to this request, because the effort being taken to bring Onesimus back into the good grace of the owner is enormous. So think about it on these terms. In light of how great the price was that Jesus paid, how can we refuse him? He took all of our wrongs, our failures, our problems, our pains, and he put them on his own account. He literally laid down his own life, suffering the pain of Calvary so that our debts could be paid. I mean, it's really the ultimate insult for us to believe that our works are needed to pay God back for all of his goodness. So listen to Paul's words regarding working for righteousness, and I'll close. Romans 4, verses 4 and 5. Now to him that works is the reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. But to him that works not, but believes on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.